An evangelical Christian group is trying again to offer an alternative girls' magazine. The group Focus on the Family once published Brio. It positioned itself as a more wholesome alternative to magazines like 17 and Teen Vogue, which offer tips on fashion and dating. Now, Brio is coming back. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports.
In some ways, Brio was like a lot of other teen magazines in the 1990s. Debbie Fisher remembers devouring articles like How to Give Yourself a Manicure, something she definitely wasn't learning from her older brothers.
I was in middle school and I didn't really know, you know, I wanted to take care of myself, you know, and look more like a grown-up girl. I just didn't really know how to do it.
But other sections were different, like music reviews. Fisher is now 34 and lives in Madison, Wisconsin. She remembers a review of a super popular Boys to Men album from 1994.
And the reviewer said, you know, On Bended Knee, the song is good because it's about praying, and that's all well and good. But there's another song on the album, which was I'll Make Love to You. And that was about premarital sex and not okay.
But Fisher, who grew up Methodist and attended a public school, kept listening to the music she liked. For girls like Haley DeRoche, now 30 and a librarian in Richmond, Virginia, the conservative point of view made Brio acceptable to her homeschooling evangelical parents.
It was like the wholesome answer to 17 or something like that. So me reading it was never a concern.
Even Brio, though, seemed like too much for Alyssa Wilkinson's parents, who homeschooled her as a teenager in upstate New York. So she snuck home copies from her church library. Wilkinson is now 33 and living in Brooklyn, where she writes for Vox.
Felt like, I was kind of getting away with something and learning something about what my peers were experiencing. So Brio was sort of my bridge into what I thought teenagers were like.
After an 8-year hiatus, Focus on the Family is reviving Brio. Bob DeMoss, vice president of content development, says it will once again put forward what he describes as a biblical worldview, including opposition to LGBT relationships, abortion, and premarital sex.
The heart and soul of the advice does have its roots in what the Bible says about, you know, various things, from everything from peer pressure and, you know, proper dress to sexual purity.
Sorsha Brophy, a sociology fellow at the University of Pittsburgh, also read Brio as a teenager and later researched Christian teen magazines as part of her master's thesis. Brophy says she wonders how the new Brio will navigate the culture of 2017.
I think it'll be interesting to see these things play out in a moment where these teenagers are probably less sheltered than possibly the teenagers who were reading the magazine in the early 90s.
Officials at Focus on the Family acknowledge it may seem like a strange time to bring back a print publication, but they think there's a market for it among conservative Christian teenage girls as it begins showing up in subscribers' mailboxes this week. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.